We got 20 seconds. Give me a second. I'm tweeting out first.
All right.
Tweet, tweet. I gotta make these headphones way more comfortable. Like,
I know.
All right, headphone up, everyone. Or just me.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, we're already on you.
All right, be quiet. We're getting ready.
Okay.
I'll point when we're ready to start.
Apparently, I started too soon yesterday or last week, so I'm gonna give it a second, even after your point.
Oh, shit, it's 11 o'clock. I have a microphone.
Welcome back to Jorts and Sports Week 2. Thank you, everybody, for listening last week. The support and the reaction was overwhelming. We really appreciate it. Thank you all for listening in. Thank you for making us the top show on RMU Radio on Sundays. We're the only show, but that's besides the point. We have a very, very special guest for you guys today, Dr. Gregory Sully Szymanski. Gregory, thank you for being on the show.
Hello. You hear him on the screens today. There's diversity in his background here tonight.
All right, that's awesome. So, Dylan, we left off last week with you telling us a lovely story about the 1904 Olympics, which just dawned on me. That was a long time ago. Don't think I was born then, but I'm not completely sure. Take it away.
All right, well, I'm not ready, so I just want to say I like raw toast more than bread.
Yeah, raw toast. No, that's
okay. Yeah. I respect that.
starting off the weekend with hot takes, or ending it, I guess, into this Sunday.
And I'd also like to say,
all right,
I'm not an actual doctor. I'm just
you're in-house doctor or in-house doctor.
In-house doctor. If you get any boo-boos, let me know.
All right. Wait, were you gonna say something?
I was just gonna make a funny joke, but I kind of forgot now.
I'm not surprised. All right.
Starting strong.
All right, so. Anybody know when the first Olympics was?
Like ancient Greece, right?
I told you to people. No, the first modern Olympics. I told you people there's going to be a test. And you didn't study.
No.
You're going to fail at college. No. All right. It was in 1896. So this Olympics was in 1904. So about 2 years after. Or yeah, 2 years. Two Olympics after. It was the third Olympics, okay?
Mathematics. Please bear with us here.
Mathematics.
All right. This Olympics was supposed to be in Chicago, but they had the World's Fair there, which is a bigger deal. So they did it there. And since it was in St. Louis, no one wanted to travel there. So there were 630 athletes and like 500 some were Americans. All right, so there's a bunch of interesting people running. But on the day, it was like 90 degrees in the shade and super humid because it's in St. Louis where apparently it's humid. I don't know. I think it's St. Louis. I don't think it's humid. But
I think it's very nice, though, this time of year. I hear that.
Do you? Who do you hear that from?
Yeah, what's your sources on that?
Rest stops.
And not only was there 90 degrees, but there's only one stop for water, like 12 miles in. So it's because the dude running it wanted to test, see how far people could go being dehydrated.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
That's terrible. All
right.
It's just a science experiment.
So about 19 miles in, the first runner, well, not the first runner, because there's a runner that collapsed, right? But a runner collapsed coughing up blood. Because they ran on dirt roads and they had cars riding around them for like the announcers and stuff, or the, I guess, officials and trainers. And so whenever they drive around, they bring in the dust and it like sanded the wallpaper on his stomach or something.
Oh, well, welcome to Georgia.
Yeah, welcome to
Georgia.
Getting intense.
If you weren't awake, you are now.
It was also very rocky on the ground and not everyone had shoes.
Just a comment on Nick's last comment. No, I'm not awake yet. We're getting there.
Can you hear it in the voice?
We're getting there.
All right. So, and there was also, since there was a World's Fair there, they were doing reenactments of the Boer War, if anybody knows what that is. But they brought in, like, actual soldiers from the Boer War. Well, they needed runners for the Olympics, so they picked two South African guys. They ran without shoes, and one of the dudes, Len Tao, was chased 2 miles, like a mile or two off course by wild dogs, still finished like eighth or ninth. This was like one of the worst marathons ever recorded for time. It's like, I think most people who finish like last in today's marathons beat the winner of this time.
Which is funny because on my this day in sports history, we have another similar thing in golf. So just keep you listening a little bit.
Yeah.
We love losers here at Jorts and Sports.
Our motto is, we love you losers.
Go Browns.
Yeah, go Browns.
Go Browns.
I'm a big fan of the Phoenix Coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
Or wait, they're Arizona.
Yeah, they're Arizona.
They're still Phoenix to me. All right. So my favorite dude is this Cuban dude. His name is like Felix something. And so he was from Cuba. And to raise the money to get here, he ran the length of Cuba. So he raised money. For some reason, people donated to him for running along Cuba. I don't know how big Cuba is, but it's an island. It can't be that big. But
yeah, Cuba's pretty big.
And then he, all right, so he raises the money to come here, and he gets to New Orleans. You know the first thing he does with his money?
What?
Lose it all in a craps game. So he like
that's what I'm talking about.
So he hitchhikes to St. Louis. He doesn't have like any running gear. He has like full on like old timey clothes, street clothing. He got long sleeves. He has like thick denim shorts on, and one of the runners feel bad, so they use it and they like cut off the shorts. And oh, apparently Cuba's like 700. No, the travel from New Orleans to St. Louis was 700 miles. I'm like, 700 miles doesn't seem right for the length of Cuba.
side note too, the square miles of Cuba is over 42,000.
Yeah, but he ran the length, not the square miles.
I know, but I'm just saying.
He didn't like make a crisscross up and down the whole thing.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's a pretty decent sized place.
All right.
Not compared to America.
And smaller than Pennsylvania. What
By
are you
the
talking
way,
about?
Thank you for clarifying that Cubans are from Cuba.
Water is wet.
But all right, and so apparently, since he'd been like hitchhiking, he hadn't ate a lot to eat. So the story goes, and it's like fact checked by the Smithsonian. He was hungry during the race, so he stopped at an apple orchard to eat, and he ate the apples. They were apparently rotten. So he started feeling sick. So he took a nap, got up, and started running again, and finished fourth.
What? That is unfair.
That's commitment.
No, but just think if you're any other runner in that race. Like, this dude stopped and took a nap, and he still beat, like, all of you.
The guy who won, the best runner in the world at the time, the guy who won the Boston Marathon, quit after, like, two blocks.
Hey, man, the hare came second in that race. So, I mean, he took a nap, too. That's commitment.
That's true. But, like... No, seriously, like, how would you feel if you were one of those other runners? Like,
wait till I tell the last story.
Well, then you really stink. That's what you gotta realize.
Yeah, like, I would quit right there. Like, I'd be done. Well, like, how long was his nap, I guess? Like, I mean...
I don't know. I don't think they record it, but still, like taking a nap during a marathon and finishing, what, fourth? Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, there's no saving you if you're someone else. I mean, like, go home and tell your wife and kids about that one. Yeah, I came in fifth, but I lost to somebody who took a nap in the middle of the race. Like,
I got fifth place in the Olympics. Who'd you lose to? This dude who took a nap and a dude who was drugged out of his mind.
Oh, it's okay, honey. You did good.
You did your best, sweetheart.
Effort.
E for effort. All right, so the last one. All right, Fred Lors, he won the Boston Marathon the year after this happened. 1905. If you had 1 year, it's 1905. So he's getting really bad cramps. He hasn't drank anything, and he has like a trainer riding in the car behind him. He keeps asking for water. So instead of giving him, or wait, Fred Lors, so they didn't give him water. He quit at the 9 mile mark and was getting a car ride back. And Tom Hicks had a large lead over everyone. He was at the 16 mile mark when Fred Lors quit. So he's completely dehydrated, and he keeps asking his trainers for water from the car behind him. They won't give him water. Instead, they give him, what is it? They dab out his mouth with a sponge full of water and give him egg whites.
I hear those are very healthy.
Yeah, I don't think it's good for a marathon.
High in protein.
They were also giving him doses of strychnine, which if you don't know what strychnine is, it's the thing that makes your like muscles kind of cramp up. You can die from it. This is like one of the main ingredients in rat poison. So basically, they fed him rat poison.
Okay. The nutrition facts were different back then, right?
Yeah. All right. Fred Lors, his car breaks down about 10 miles in to the car ride. And Hicks, he's given more rat poison, egg whites, and he's given brandy. Because that's good for running, getting yourself lots of brandy.
For sure.
But he's, like, kind of falling apart, and he's ready to give up. And his trainers aren't letting him give up, and for some reason he keeps listening to these people. Probably because he's being poisoned at this point, and he doesn't know what's going on.
And he's probably hammered at this point.
Oh, yeah, that too. they actually ran out of brandy, and they drank a whole bottle of brandy, and then nice bystander gave them another bottle to keep them going.
What a nice person.
That's the good people of this country.
Good people of St. Louis. Shout out to the good people of St. Louis.
I think it's also worth mentioning that after this, St. Louis has not hosted an Olympic Games.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, didn't they?
Nah, I just looked it up. 1904 was the last time they hosted the Olympics.
For some reason, I thought they hosted another one. But anyway, so he's ready to give up, and then they see Fred Lors running by him like he hasn't ran the past 20 miles. It's because he hasn't ran the past 20 miles. So they find out he's disqualified, and he gets up and keeps running.
Wait, he's disqualified at this point?
Yeah, the dude who quit. Not the dude who's getting poisoned and drunk.
I'm like, bro, you're in this deep. Keep going.
Because this is about the time where he gets his other canteen of brandy. I don't know.
Canteen of brandy.
All right, well, he started hallucinating that he had 20 more miles to go, and he was actually only like a couple miles from the finish. And by the end, his trainer and one of the other, one of the other, one of the